Mayor Andrew Halverson, first of all, it looks like you're making a potential change to employee welfare benefits for domestic partners.
We are. We're looking to change and modify our health insurance coverage as well as some other benefits, but primarily health insurance, to cover same-sex domestic partnerships and potentially heterosexual domestic partnerships, although the main focus really is on same-sex for us. We want to be able to maintain the most all-inclusive workplace that we can possibly have and send the message through regulations relating to Stevens Point as a workplace, that Stevens Point as an overall community is extremely inclusive from everyone, whether that's gender, race, sexual orientation. We feel it's the right thing to do for equality in the workplace, and it's about time that we step up and lead by example. I think it's clearly the right thing to do. I know and understand that others will have varying opinions to that. I'm of the impression that treating people as equally as you possibly can is by far the right thing to do. And those who are committed to each other, be them same-sex or not, certainly have a commitment that needs to be recognized. The heterosexual relationships, as it comes to domestic partnerships, are interesting. Heterosexual partners have an opportunity to marry if for a non-religious reason, certainly a legal reason. Same-sex couples do not have that opportunity. Domestic partnerships really are the only avenue that these folks have to recognize a commitment that two individuals who are in love make to one another. And that, I think, needs to be respected by all government agencies, but specifically we want to see that respected in the city of Stevens Point. It's a great workplace to be in. We want folks who are looking to come here to know that we're inclusive of everyone, regardless of your background.
Any early indications through the committees as to how that may go?
Well, the personnel committee was very interesting. There was a motion to approve, and there were no comments, no seconds of any kind. In essence, the silence was somewhat deafening. But in terms of the overall process, I think we'll have a good open dialogue on the pros and cons of what it would mean to be able to set this message on Monday. I'm sure there will be numerous groups that are there being supportive. I'm sure there will be some who are opponents of it. And we need to objectively listen to both sides of an argument and make a collective policy decision for the city.
Has your insurance carrier given any indication as to any changes in cost or premiums?
Actuarially, it would be simply rolled into our overall self-funded health insurance plan. The kinds of increases that we're seeing are very, very minimal. In essence, our greatest insurance exposure for the city relates to our workers' comp mod changes, which we're about to experience, not actually related to health insurance, even with the same-sex domestic partner component added into it. So actuarially, it's a very small impact.